The admission prices are $1.50, $2.50, and $3.50. The kickoff to this great feast for football epicures is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon of New Year's Day. The odds in the game are in favor of the East, 10 to 7. Mr. Sullivan, will you take the case for the East?
Well, as usual, the East comes here with a great array of All-Americans. There are four of them on the East squad. Dick Wildang of Minnesota, Al Wistert of Michigan, Bob Dove of Notre Dame, and Dave Schreiner of Wisconsin. That gives the East two All-American tackles, two All-American ends. A fair start toward the making of a pretty good line. In addition, the East has fast, hard-hitting backs. Versatile, too. Among them is Paul Governale of Columbia. Governale is a great forward passer. Andy Kerr, the Colgate coach, who is here to coach the East squad for his 16th year, says Governale is the best college forward passer he's ever seen. If we seem to be dwelling at length on Governale's forward passing skill, it is because a forward passer is of tremendous importance in a game of this kind. The coaches haven't much time to design fancy offenses. They have to work quickly. And if they have an expert forward passer to work with, then their task is simplified 100%. Governale was handpicked by Kerr to make his work out here that much easier. And it would seem that the little Andy made a smart move.
Well, what's the case for the West, Bill Lizer?
Well, the West has from Stanford, Taylor, Bandusi, and Stan. For 3 years now, these three linemen have been, to my mind, the best operating on any one Pacific Coast 11. The West has Bob Kennedy. Coach Babe Hollingberry thinks he is as good as Sinkwich. The West has Bob Stuber of Missouri. Coach Don Farrow thinks he is better than Sinkwich. The West has Alan Beals of Santa Clara and Nick Susoff of Washington State. We said last week that we'd pit them even up against the All-Americas, Dove of Notre Dame and Schreiner of Wisconsin. The West has Jim Jerkovich. If Babe Hollingberry plays him about 10 minutes only at a time, Jim can be the greatest back on the field, running and passing. The West doesn't have a single 100% accepted All-America player this season, though the East has many of them. It's the situation that will cause the West to say, well, if they're the All-Americans, we'll show them we're the better football player. I believe the West, too, has actually the bigger team. It looks to me as if this is just the situation in which the West usually pulls a surprise and wins.
Well, who do you pick to win, Mr. Sullivan?
I pick the East.
Mr. Lizer?
Well, you know, I think the West is going to win. And even if I didn't, I'd pick the West anyhow, because I don't want to let that E.M. Smith sneak in with another minority report at the end of our last picking program of the year. So I pick the West. That makes it even. Sullivan for the East, me for the West. And now the great man can step right up here and make the picks on which the program will stand.
Okay, I pick the East to win this New Year's Day game. My reasons are that the East has more balance offensively, including gifted passers in Philipowicz and Governale. Look back and you'll notice that the team with the top passer has usually won out in the Shrine game. Think of Patterson and Christman in recent games. The West lacks a man to throw him over the heads of an East line anchored by such great players as Dick Wildung. I picked the East to win, and so we picked the East to win at Kezar Stadium on January 1st. And I think that about brings us to the end of our program for tonight. So until next Friday night at this time, when we'll bring you the results of the New Year's Day bowl games, good night and good sports to you all.
Well, wait a minute, Ernie. You forgot. We haven't expressed our personal greetings to all our friends yet.
I'm sorry, Bill. That's just exactly right.
And you ought to be sorry, too, after practicing all afternoon for this big moment.
Okay. I'm ready. Say, will you start this, Bill?
Sure.
And let's do it good this time, too, Bill. Not like we did it this afternoon when we were kidding around.
Well, all right. And just in case it's a bit unintelligible to you, we want to preface it by saying that it's our way of saying that we hope, Ernie and Press and I, that this has been a truly wonderful Christmas for every one of you.
Come on, Bill, let's get started. Look at the time. And boy, half of America will be disappointed if we don't get to hear this.
Okay, Bill, start it up.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, dear listeners.
Merry Christmas to you.
Boy, that was real music.
Well...